Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, the Ben Wheeler Feral Hog Festival is underway today. If you get a chance, come out. I'm out here in the cooking contest today. I think the judging is at noon. Miss Katie Burke is going to be with us in a little bit. We're going to talk about the festival, but we've waited a long time for October the 27th to get here. That's the day that we've been waiting on, and it is underway. It's a lot of fun. Let me give you a quick fishing update before we get with Katie. Down at Lake Fork, Stubby Stubblefield says the baited holes on channel catfish are working well. He's catching some bigger channel catfish, as always is the case. 2.5, 3-pounders are not uncommon. Right down close to bottom, water 28, 30-foot deep, holes baited with soured grain. Or range cubes, either one, you know, whatever you like to bait with. Now, Seth Vanover is also fishing for catfish, but crappie. He's on some good crappie fishing right now. Crappie have moved into deeper water. Jigs and minnows around heavy brush. Water approximately, you know, 25 to 32 foot deep. And right in the heaviest of cover. Now, over at Lake Tewakinee, guy David Hansen, who I know a lot of you know, David's catching some good blue catfish. It's trophy blue season on fresh shad. Drifting some of the deeper humps. So that's a little fishing update for you. If you're down at Fork, do stop by the Mental Bucket. Tony and crew down there will take good care of you. Everything from awesome food to clean rooms, boat ramp. There's a pavilion there at the Mental Bucket. It is an awesome place to headquarter while you're down at Fork. Now let's see if we can catch Katie. I think she's standing by here. Well, folks, we do have Miss Burke on the line with us. Katie, good day to you, ma'am.
Good morning to you.
I hope everything's going good. I am ready for the judging here about noon today at the Ben Wheeler Feral Hog Festival. I think it's at noon. Is that right?
That is correct. It will be at noon today, so we'll see who comes out on top.
Well, I know one thing. It's a lot of fun, a lot of good fellowship, a lot of fun people out here. And you know, for people that haven't been to the Ben Wheeler Feral Hog Festival, this is my third one, I believe. Each year I try to do all I can to help promote it, and you know, my radio shows and in the newspaper columns to let people know about it. But it's a whole lot of fun. There's live music and a lot of stuff going on, isn't it, Katie?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of stuff going on. In the morning, we kick off with a parade at 10 a.m., and then we just all move to the festival grounds, and we have pig races, live music, cookers are just
smoking,
cooking away over there, and, you know.
Yeah, folks, just a reminder, this is, in case you're listening to a podcast or something, the 27th is today. That's when the Hog Festival is going on, Saturday the 27th of October. I know a lot of you listen to the archives and to podcasts, but anyway, it's there's a lot of booths, and you know, Katie, for the past, this will be the third year, it's a lot of fun. It's a family thing for us. But I wrote the book, I wrote a book on hunting hogs, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hunting and Cooking Wild Hogs. And you know, we set up a booth each year, and my wife and daughter, and it's just a fun family thing. Friends get in the booth with us, and we sell some books, and I'll be happy to sign books if anybody wants one there. But they are available right there at one of the booths. But there's a whole lot of other things, a lot of other booths, too, that people, all kind of wares and services that people are selling, right?
That's correct. Yep, we have something for everyone out here.
You bet. Now, the parade, downtown Ben Wheeler, folks, when you get there, the park is just right there, right here. You can't miss us. But the parade starts at 10, I think, Katie?
That's correct, at 10.
Yep. And then let's kind of get a timeline of how today is going to unfold. Of course, people can come on out and go to the booth. There are a lot of food vendors here. The judging for the cooking, the three different categories, is noon. And then this mm-hmm. afternoon, the music keeps rolling all day, right?
That is correct. Yeah, it'll be all day.
Okay, and then it wraps up this evening. Is there a specific time that everything shuts down?
Yeah, we're going to be closing at about 6 o'clock at night, but the restaurants will stay open, and they continue to have live music in town. So,
and which is about 200 yards walk. It's just right here.
Yeah.
That's the thing I like. Yeah, that's the thing I like about it, Katie. Everything is just, well, downtown Ben Wheeler, and folks, if they haven't been there, it's worth, you know, Feral Hog Festival or not, it's worth the drive down there to spend an evening, you know, Katie. I don't know if it's always good music, but every time I've been down there in the evening, there has been on the weekends, you know.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of amazing local musicians, and so we've always got something going on in town.
You bet. Well, I think that's about the crux of it. I wanted to make sure and invite people out. Now, back where I'm at, I was a judge one year on the cooking contest, but I decided I'd like to try my hand with cooking, you know. Jeff Rice and his wife, Demi, we're kind of a team back there. They came up with the name of Boar, B-O-A-R, Boardacious. So we're Team Boardacious. And Jeff has some, I don't think you could miss us. He's got some of these hoodies with a serious-looking wild boar picture on the front of it, you know. I mean, you wouldn't be hard to find. Come by, folks, and say hello if you're out there. You won't find me in the – I might be in the booth a little bit with my family, but mostly, Katie, I guess until noon, you know, I'll be back in the back cooking chili and stuff like that. So, now, folks can – the cooking area, folks can come back in that area too, can't they? You know?
Yes, they can.
Walk
yeah.
back and talk and, you know, check in with everybody.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's part of the fun, too, is just going and seeing all the cookers and seeing what their style is.
There's some live wires out here this year, I guarantee you that.
<That's>
going to be some good food, too. Well, Katie, thanks a lot. I'll see you later today, you know, and win or lose, I'll say this about the festival. It's just a whole lot of fun. Of course, all the cookers, we're all trying to do our best and win something, but if we don't, I mean, we're all winners just by getting to be out here, you know?
Right. That's what I say.
Well, thanks a lot for spending a little. I know it's a busy day for you, Katie, but thanks for spending some time with us, and we'll see you later in the day here.
All right. Thank you.
Well, folks, in this segment, we do have time for a little more fishing talk. Katie did a great job talking about the event. She's at the forefront of promoting this each year, and she does a great job, but I appreciate her taking some time because it is a busy day out here, I guarantee you, at the Ben Wheeler Feral Hog Festival. My buddy Bill Carey, Striper Express up at Lake Texoma, folks listening to us from East Texas to the Panhandle, most everybody knows about Lake Texoma. Now, there's not a lake, a water body in the world where fishing is red hot every day. For years, I did a fishing update for one of the biggest newspapers in Texas, actually for 14 years. And it's patterns that we look at when I report fishing. But I talk to Bill Carey quite often, weekly, really. The jig bite right now is good on stripers. Now, a lot of people wait until the colder weather to go striper fishing. They really do, and I like it. I love to fish bundled up. You know, obviously you're not going to go out there on a rainy day with the wind blowing 40 miles an hour. There's a lot of good fishing, some of the best fishing, most dependable in the wintertime, especially on jigs, you know, jig fishing. So if you are looking for maybe a different adventure, if you haven't fished Texoma, you probably heard of Striper Express. Bill Carey and his team, they've been out there, I think they celebrated 35 years of fishing up at Lake Texoma. This year, I believe it was. Go online to striperexpress.com and give Bill a call. There's number and all kind of, it's a good website, a lot of information there. But winter fishing, now they use artificials strictly, and they catch a lot of stripers. But if you've never really been on, it's kind of a different lake. It's like a inland sea in a way, Lake Texoma is. But go online to StriperExpress.com and check it out. Maybe plan you a trip up there this winter. Pick a good day when it's the – well, they wouldn't take you out if it was really inclement weather, but some really, really good striper fishing going on up at Texoma right now. Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit easttexasluxury.com. That's www.easttexasluxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.